Let us pray. God of love, you who create us in love and call us to love, we earnestly desire to love you with our whole hearts, our whole souls, our whole minds, and all our strength. Help us to love you and to love our neighbor, not by our own will, but by your grace, your infinite love in us. We pray in the name of our teacher, our beloved Jesus. Amen.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Mark's Gospel in the 12th chapter. A teacher of the law overheard Jesus debating with the people, and when he heard Jesus give a really good answer, he came up and asked him, "What's the greatest commandment?" And Jesus said, "The greatest is this, hear, O Israel, the Holy One, your God, is one. You shall love God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second one is this, to love your neighbor as yourself." And the man answered him and said, "You are right to say that God is one and there is nothing else, and that to love God with all our heart and mind, understanding and strength, to love our neighbor as ourselves is more important than sacrifice and burnt offering." And when Jesus saw how wisely he answered, he said to him, "You are not far from the realm of God." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, what does it look like when you love God? When you love a person, there are some certain things you can do. If I love somebody, I can show that love, I can express that love by saying kind things to them, I can encourage them, I could give them gifts. Depending on who it is, what kind of love it is, I could express that in some physical gestures or even physical intimacy. I could spend quality time with them. I could maybe make some choices on their behalf or in their interest that I would do specifically because I love that person or as an expression of love for that person. So, what does that look like when we love God? What do you do to love God? Do you just sort of sit there and go, "Oh, I really love you"? What do you do? I mean, when we sing these hymns, that's a way of loving God. When we pray, that's a way of loving God. Scripture invites us to love God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength, which means everything, every part of everything, all your heart, your will, your passions, your desires, everything you want it as an act of loving God, or else don't want it. Change your desires. To love God with all your soul, this divine essence of who you are, to live your life as a gift of love to God, everything you care about. That's how you love God. It's interesting that the Shema in Deuteronomy says, "You shall love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." And Jesus adds, "Your mind." Love God with all your mind, with your mindfulness. What are you aware of? What are you missing? That's how you love God. With what you pay attention to and how, all of your attitudes, what you think about other people. Everything is how we love God. All of your strength doesn't just mean your physical force, it means your capacity to choose, to act. All of your choices. All of your acts. It's all how we love God. Imagine that. Everything you do is how you love God. So how we say our prayers and sing the hymns in here is how you love God. And then in coffee hour, how you talk to people, that's how you love God. And then how you eat lunch. That's how you love God. And you might eat it greedily. You might take it for granted. You might steal somebody else's lunch. You might do it with no thought of how that food got there or who suffered for you to have that food. You just eat it because it's yours. Then that's how you love God. You might eat your lunch mindfully of how it tastes and what a miracle it is. That these things that grow in dirt can give life to your body. And wonder at all the different species and the interrelation of those species that put what's there on your plate, there on your plate. And you might eat that lunch mindful of all the people who have labored and sacrificed to bring that to you. And mindful of people who don't have that kind of food available to them. You could eat your lunch that way. Maybe that's how you love God. And then you'll get in your car and drive home, and how you drive is how you love God. And how you forgive the people who cut you off is how you love God. And how you choose to honk at the slow guy in front of you, or pray for the honking person behind you because you're the slow one. That's how you love God. Everything you do is how you love God. In a couple of weeks, the stewardship team is going to invite you to make your financial pledge for 2016. Ignore all the talk about the church budget and how much it costs to buy toner for the copier. That's not what this is about. Your stewardship pledge is about loving God. Pledge a percentage of the money that you have available to you that is your love for God. Never mind what other people pledge. Never mind what the church needs. Pledge what is an act of love for God. The Bible says 10%. What's that for you? Is that, does not feel like loving God? Pledge less? More? Pledge is. That is loving God. Sooner or later, you're going to have to forgive somebody. How you have been forgiven and to pass that on to somebody else is how you love God. If you hang on, if you can't forgive them, well, that's how you're loving God. There you are. Here's a little hint, by the way. You notice this peculiar thing that when Jesus is asked a question, he's asked something like 103 questions in the Gospels. 102 times he answers with another question, or he tells a story, or he answers a different question, or he turns back on the people who asked, or he makes up something. Once he actually just answered the question. Somebody asked him sincerely, what's the greatest commandment? And not only did he answer it, he gave them more than they asked for. The greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength. And there's a second one, to love your neighbor as yourself. When he says this is the greatest commandment, that God is one and you should love God, It doesn't just mean there's only one God and not 15 of them. And it doesn't mean that God is all together and not in pieces. It means God is all there is. There's only one thing, and it's God. That's why you can only love God with all of your and mind. What? Only the whole sound system will work. And if the battery is only on part of the time, that's how you love God. But the interesting thing is when Jesus says God is one, and so the single commandment is actually these two commandments, to love God as you love your neighbor as yourself, he's put all three of them together. The way you love God, the way you love others, and the way you love yourself. If it's hard for you to forgive somebody, it's probably because there's something in you yourself that you haven't received God's forgiveness for. Otherwise, you'd have more than enough forgiveness to pass on. It's the same love. So how you allow God to love you and bless you and heal you, how you trust God, is how you love God. Everything you do is how you love God. When we think of those saints, we think of the ones like St. Teresa or St. Francis who showed us how to love. We think of those important people in our lives through whom God has loved us. And we notice when they've died that we've lost something because of that love. And we also know that we ourselves are called to be God's saints. It simply means to love with everything we have, to pass on that love that God gives to us. So, here's how to be a saint. Every morning, take 2 minutes. If you have a prayer routine already, include this. If not, take 2 minutes. This is how you love God. And for 2 minutes, simply pray, God, thank you for your love. Perfect your love in me. Help me this day to live with all my heart and all my soul and all my mind and all my strength. Help me to love my neighbor as myself. Perfect your love in me. And for the rest of the day, just pay attention to how that love is there for you. Everything you do will not only be how you love God, but how you receive God's love. And you'll discover what it feels like to be a saint. Will you pray with me? God, we thank you for your infinite love. And we pray that you will perfect your love in us. That we will love you with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind and all our strength. And love our neighbor as ourselves. Perfect your love in us. God of love, we thank you. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence and to listen for your voice. And for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.
A reading from Isaiah. On this mountain, the Holy One will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. On this mountain, God will remove the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the mourning pall that is spread over all nations. God will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from every cheek and take away the shame of God's people, wherever they are on earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Lo, this is our God. This is the one whose liberation we have awaited. This is the one in whom we have hoped. We rejoice with gladness for our salvation." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.